My favorite little one. You fought valiantly today. I was impressed with how many you took down. How many was it again? 4, 5? That's right. It was a sight to behold. You were on par with us orcs out there, bravely fighting, not shying away from a little blood. I've never been prouder of you, little one. I'm so happy we met. Do you remember it? We met on the dirt road by Exon. You came at me with your weapon drawn, and I held my hands up to show you I was of no harm. I was going into town to trade with some merchants, not being as aggressive as other orcs. That was the whole reason I got kicked out. But you, when you saw an orc wandering, you figured I was going to attack you on sight. I could see the fear in your eyes as you met my gaze for the first time. It takes someone brave to meet an orc in their eyes. And yet, you did it. A little misunderstanding that ended up being one of the best things to have ever happened to me. If you didn't try to attack me, which showed wonderful fighting instincts, might I add, but if you didn't try to attack me, we might not have ever met. You looked so precious standing there, weapon in your shaky hands, voice cracking a bit as you demanded to know my name. That fear went away the second Mommy spoke, didn't it? And now look at us, traveling together, fighting together, cuddling together. It's paradise. And there is no one I would rather be doing this with than you, little one. I love you with all my heart. You complete me. I always expected I would end up with another orc, but it seems I was wrong. My other half was raised on the opposite side of the continent. All it took was a little fate to bring us together. Now nothing can tear me apart from you, honeybee. I would go to the ends of this realm and the next for you. There's nothing, and there's no one, that could keep me from you, little one. You're mine in every sense of the word, aren't you? So good for Mommy. Yes. You're comfortable in my arms, aren't you? That warms Mommy's heart, little one. I love how good you feel in my arms. Mommy makes you feel so safe, doesn't she? So protected in these large arms. Absolutely nothing compares to it, does it? I didn't think so. You would happily spend hours like this if you could. Mommy holding you against her body, cuddling underneath the stars. No one is around except for us. Completely alone out in the middle of nowhere. Exactly how it should be, if you ask me. I like having you all to myself. It means I get to keep my attention on you. Remind you why you're important to me. Mommy adores you, little one. It's why I'm always, always willing to do whatever you ask. Whatever you want, we can do it. As long as I get to see a smile on your sweet face, then it's worth it to me. It doesn't matter how many bones I break. It doesn't matter how many times I get stabbed. Those can all be healed with some simple magic or a potion. Any pain I go through, it's worth it. It's always worth it to see you smile, honeybee. Mommy lives to see you happy. Yes, I do. It makes me fill with butterflies looking at you. After all this time, I still can't help myself around you. Mommy wants to always be touching you, holding your hand, kissing your lips, just being in some kind of physical contact with you. It shows me that this is real, that I didn't dream you up. You're not a magical conjuration. You're a living thing, honeybee. I can see you on the battlefield fighting with me, impressing me every day with the skills you're quickly picking up. It seems our morning training sessions are actually working. Soon, you might be able to take on mommy, little one. I would have to go easy with you, though. I wouldn't want to break something of yours. We hone your skills together. That way you know how to protect yourself if mommy isn't around. I don't know what I would do without you, honeybee. You're my everything. I'm so proud to call you my partner, little one. I'm so lucky I get to fight along by your side. You're everything I admire in a person in one package. I always love how your lips feel against mine, like your lips were made for kissing. So good for mommy, little one. You feel like you can truly let go and be yourself around me. No more walls, no more guards. You can just be yourself. There's no judgment here. Just some orc who loves you unconditionally. Regardless if you're feeling good or bad. Regardless if you're acting a bit crazier than usual. I'll always be here for you, little one. Whatever you need. All you have to do is ask. Mommy will give it to you if she can. I said it before and I'll say it again. Your smile is the most important thing to me. Making you happy is my favorite thing to do. Well, one of my favorite things to do. I can think of a few others that you definitely enjoy more than just a smile. You're absolutely captivating, little one. I could stare at you for hours and not get bored. Drinking in all your features. How wonderfully they're placed about. You have to be the most stunning person I've ever seen, little one. Even like this. Face squished against me after a long day of traveling and fighting. I think you're the prettiest person I've ever seen. It doesn't matter if you're fighting or just relaxing like this. Mommy is so lucky that she gets to see both sides. It's so cute how my ferocious little fighter who takes no enemies can turn into something so precious when being cuddled. Mommy makes you feel good, doesn't she? That's Mommy's job, honeybee. I'm supposed to take care of you. That doesn't mean just keeping you safe and protected. Mm-mm. That's only part of the job. The most important part of it, in my humble opinion, is keeping you happy. So needy, little one. Do you want Mommy to take care of that? Then, I don't think we should be wasting any more time. Use your words, little one. Tell Mommy exactly what you want. Like this? Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? You like how my hips move against you, don't you? That's right, honeybee. Moan into Mommy's touch. You feel so soft compared to me. Your skin smooth underneath my calloused hands. Oh, nice and large. Keeping you steady underneath me while I rock the two of us together. That's it. That's it, little one. Nice and easy. Not going to give you any more than you can handle, little one. Mommy wouldn't do that to you. Not when you've been so wonderful today. Oh, I'm so proud of you, honeybee. You did such a good job out on the battlefields. Now you're doing an even better job in the bedroom, aren't you? It's easier to spread your legs than to swing a weapon, isn't it? Oh, and it feels much better too, huh? Oh, that's it, honeybee. You can admit the truth. You like being fucked more than fighting. There's nothing wrong with that. Mommy loves how much you enjoy the pleasure she allows you. Don't you like feeling good, honeybee? I know you do, little one. And what a privilege it is to be the one to make you feel like this. Look at you, moaning underneath me as I continue to work the both of us. You can feel your pleasure growing. The throbbing starts to get harder to ignore. Looking into my eyes as my hips thrust against you. Oh, that's it. That's right, honeybee. Moan for Mommy. Don't keep those noises in. Let me hear how pretty you sound. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good, little one. Just like that. Keep making noises. I don't want you to stop. Want to keep hearing how much you're enjoying yourself, little one. So good for mommy, taking what I give you so well. You're so cute like this. Your legs spreading even wider so that I have more access to you. I don't even know if that was on purpose or just because you want more. Which was it, little one? Oh, that's my sweet little honeybee. So good for mommy, yes. Being honest so that I can continue to make the both of us feel good. Oh, you have no idea how amazing you feel against me, little one. You fit so perfectly against me. My body molds against yours to create something magical, something that feels so good. Oh, right like that. Oh, that's good, little one. Look at you, doing such a good job for me. Keep it up. You want to keep making mommy proud, don't you? I know you do, little one. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's how you make me proud. That's how you get to come. After a long day, that's exactly what you deserve. You've worked so hard today. Let mommy do all the work and take care of you. You relax and melt into the pleasure you're receiving. Just like that, little one. Mommy is making you feel so nice, isn't she? No, fuck. Oh, you feel so good too, little one. No one makes me feel quite like this except for you. It's indescribable, honeybee. All I know is that I want more. I always want more of you. If I could, I would keep you all to myself, locked away from the rest of the world so nothing can harm you. Just you and me spending the days fucking and cuddling. Oh, yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? Spending your entire day basking in pleasure, in between being fucked and doing the fucking. Oh, that's where you would thrive, little one. Oh, so good for mommy, taking everything I give you so well. Oh, keep it up. You're making mommy so happy, making me feel so fucking good. Oh, and that makes you happy, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. Your hips end up bucking into mine whenever I tell you just how great you feel. It gets you closer, knowing what an effect you have on me. A strong orc woman gets so weak, but only for you. Only my honeybee can make me act like this. Oh, come on, little one. Keep moving your hips against me. No reason for you to stop when it's starting to feel so good, right? You can feel yourself getting closer, can't you? Oh, yeah. Your pleasure continues to grow with every rock of my hips against you, brushing myself against your sensitive skin as you moan into my touch. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, little one. You sound so good for mommy. I'm so proud of you for remembering not to keep those noises to yourself. Oh, I don't like when you're quiet and hold back. I prefer you like this, shamelessly taking what you're given. Your orgasm quickly approaching the more I work the both of us. A crazed look in your eyes as you meet my gaze, trying to get more friction, more pleasure, anything. You just need more, don't you? Oh, it's a shame you're not going to get it. You're going to come like this, or you're not going to come for mommy at all. You know the rules. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. You're not going to complain when you've been so good today, are you? I didn't think you were going to be, honeybee. Oh, it's okay, though. It's all okay. You're so good for mommy. My precious little one. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. Keep it up. Keep moving your hips just like that. Oh, yes. You feel so amazing. You're making mommy feel so good. Keep it up. You like making mommy feel good, don't you? Oh, my thighs start to shake as your hips arch into my touch again, letting out another long moan. My hips continue to work the both of us. Oh, you're so close to coming, aren't you? Mommy's close too. You can feel it, can't you? From how my hips are grinding against you. So fast, so rough, getting a bit harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, little one, you feel so fucking good. Mommy can't get enough. Oh, you're so amazing. Look so good when you're being fucked. You're absolutely perfect, honeybee. Absolutely perfect for this lick. Oh, fuck, so close. Oh, I don't know if mommy's gonna be able to hold on much longer. It's getting to be way too much. Oh, you feel so amazing, little one. Do you wanna come with me? Oh, then come with me, little one. Come with mommy. That's my sweet honeybee. You're so good for mommy. Did you enjoy yourself? Oh, little one. You're too sweet sometimes. Do you think we have enough time before sleep for another one, or is that asking too much? Okay, I'll wait until morning. Sometimes I forget your stamina isn't the same as mine. I didn't think orcs were so different from others, but this is one of the few things I will have to concede to you on. After all, you know your body best, little one. Mommy can keep her hands to herself for the rest of the night. For the most part. What? You think I'm going to be able to go a whole night without cuddling you? Without kissing you goodnight or something? Absolutely not. I refuse, honey. Mommy can't fall asleep without kissing you goodnight and holding you like the adorable little spoon you are. But I promise. That's all. Nothing more than cuddling and some kisses, okay? Thank you, honeybee. Mommy adores you more than anything.